We'd like to welcome Anne back up.
Thank you. I'd like to thank you for having me here today. This study is, by contrast to the other one I just presented, very simple and straightforward. This is looking at formula-free bees from the hospital, free sample packs distribution throughout the United States. And we have nothing to declare. So in background to this study, we actually did present last year at this same meeting on the eastern region of the United States. This study is for the entire country. Formula sample packs, for those who are not aware of them, for those who have not had babies in a hospital in the U.S. recently, are those cute little diaper bags that they give to moms when mom goes home, which are sponsored by the formula companies, which are given for free to the hospitals and then are given to moms at discharge. And these sample packs contain a few useful things for babies, and one of the useful things that they contain is infant formula. We know from the literature and a Cochrane review that these sample packs undermine exclusive breastfeeding rates in particular, and have also been shown to undermine the duration of breastfeeding. And this practice is widely condemned by everybody from the CDC to the Government Accountability Office to the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists, the World Health Organization. Everyone thinks that this practice is terrible, but we have a sneaking suspicion that despite that, everyone still keeps doing it. So this is why we did this study. Many hospitals, we believe, do still distribute these formula sample packs, but there was no information on the extent of the practice prior to these studies. And as I say, we presented part of the work last year, but this is a complete study, including all the states and the DC. So how did we do this? We had a lot of very devoted interns in our hospital, in our breastfeeding center. We got a list of hospitals from state organizations. We obtained the contact data from all the different hospitals, from the organizations, from websites, and then we called them all. So we actually called 3,444 hospitals across the country. We do not know if we got every single hospital, but we got more than the CDC did when they did the same kind of survey, so we were quite happy. And that data was collected between 2006 and the 1st of December 2007. This is a moving target. You'll see that the practice is actually changing quite quickly, so this data is specifically limited to that period of time. The person calling the hospital asked them, does your hospital give out a formula company diaper discharge bag to new mothers? This is going without me, but anyway. And we specifically said to any new mothers, not just breastfeeding mothers or formula feeding mothers, but any new mothers. If the hospital said no, if the person on the maternity service that answered the phone said no, we went back and called them again. We had a separate research assistant call back and check with someone in a higher position, either the lactation consultant or the nurse manager of the unit, to make sure that they weren't actually giving out the bags. Because when we tested this with Massachusetts, where we already knew who was giving out bags, we had a high false negative rate. We had a lot of people who said they weren't giving out bags, and we knew very well that they were. So we were very careful to make sure that we check the information if anyone told us no. We also asked, when we asked that question, we asked them when the bags were discontinued. So if they had stopped giving out the bags, we asked them to please give us a date when they stopped giving out the bags. And we also measured the significance change in practice among all the hospitals over time with a chest for trend. At Boston Medical Center, we divided the country into the HRSA regions. We thought it might get us more funding or more interest or something. So there was no particular reason that we decided to divide the country by HRSA region, but we did. Those are some of the HRSA regions that HRSA has the country divided into these different groups. At Boston Medical Center, which is my hospital, we called all the states in those particular groups, all the hospitals in those states. And then the Tennessee Department of Public Health, who was one of our collaborators, they called all the hospitals in Region 4. And the Los Angeles Breastfeeding Task Force, who was another of our collaborators, called all the hospitals in Regions 5 and 9. We had 100% success rate, because we just kept calling them, until someone answered the phone. There's always someone there in the hospital, so. Our overall finding was that 92% of the hospitals in the United States give out these free formula sample packs. That was our overall finding. We also looked by size of hospital, because you may have four hospitals in Rhode Island not giving out bags, but they may only serve 10 births a week or something, or 10 births a month, where you may have one hospital somewhere else not giving them out, and they maybe have 50 births a month. So your size, the size of the impact it has doesn't just depend on the number of hospitals, it also depends on the delivery count at each of the hospitals. So we found out that the percentage of children exposed based on the number of babies born at hospitals where they weren't giving out the bags, and then subtracting it, 89% of new babies were exposed to this practice across the country. Proportion of hospitals distributing the packs ranged by state. There was a lot of difference state by state, from 57% to 100%. And similarly by state, the proportion of infants exposed ranged from 43% to 100%. Now, I do this again so you can all pick out your state, but I'm just going to go through these without really commenting, but except that New England was one of the lower regions, so you can see that some of the hospitals in New England did not give out that many. This is the percentage of hospitals that do give them out, okay? So 59% of hospitals in Vermont give out the bags, for example. Population. Okay, so the far right-hand column is the population. So 59% of the population is affected, but 75% of the hospitals are giving out the bags. In New Jersey, 100% of hospitals give out the bags. And I'll just go through these. I have a map which puts it all together at the end. But the next study is to find out why certain states give out 100%. One of the things that this does lead us to is actually to work looking at the breastfeeding task forces by state. You can see that in the Region 6 area, the Midwest, New Mexico, Texas, those states, they have Arizona, they have a very high rate except for New Mexico. And I just happen to know that the breastfeeding task force in New Mexico has had a Just Say No to Formula Company Reps campaign for about 10 years. And that, I'm sure, is directly related to that low figure. So we are putting together, and I'm presenting some initial data on that elsewhere at this conference, we're putting together a study looking at what the hospitals, what the task forces are doing, and how that's reflected in the number of bags being given out in the hospitals. So California, I would have thought California might be doing better than this. You guys are pretty active in breastfeeding, but still 80% of the population is being exposed to the bags. So these are the good guys and the bad guys. Sounds like Sarah Palin, but these are the good guys. Rhode Island, 57% of hospitals are giving out the bags. And you can see that where the different states fall in that. This is hospitals distributing bags. It's more clear to do it this way than by babies, because we know we're really right on the hospital. And then you can see that 9 of the states are giving out 100% of hospitals are giving out the bags in 9 of the states. And I think there's like one hospital in Texas that saved them from being 100%. And this is a map, like the election map. Some states are leaning. But you can see that the red ones are the ones that are giving out 100%, and all the orange ones are kind of leaning towards 100%. And then you can see, from this you can see the regional variations. So up there in New England, for example, you have a lower prevalence. Here on the West Coast, you have a lower prevalence. And I do really think there's a tipping point at some point when more and more hospitals in the state start to realize that other hospitals are calling this unethical practice. Then you get systems, like in Oregon, a whole system has gone bag-free, and the state may well go bag-free before very long. This thing is sticky. So the good news, here's the good news. We see a huge increase in the number of hospitals that are discontinuing this practice. So basically, before 1989, everybody was giving out bags. When we asked each hospital when they stopped to give the bags out, this gave us this curve here, which shows that, for example, I mean, by 2007, I mean, of course, the number of hospitals is up here. This is only 300 out of the 4,300. But still, you can see it's a highly significant curve, which shows that over time, in the last decade or so, more and more hospitals have stopped giving out the bags. Oh, that's interesting. I have a couple of success stories to tell you about. I was mentioning Oregon. Oregon is almost 50% bag-free, the state now. And that was because of a couple of the hospital systems, and all the hospitals in Portland stopped giving out bags last summer. The New York City is a wonderful example. They have 11 hospitals under their jurisdiction, under the Health and Hospitals Corporation. Is anyone here from that group? They stopped giving out the bags last year, and they made 22,000 bags. This is the one from Harlem Hospital, which is the first baby-friendly hospital in New York City. Good for them. And they stopped giving out these bags and made 22,000 new ones for the entire city, so that none of the city-run hospitals would be giving out these formula sample bags anymore. This is our own bag. But when you do that, you have to give them something else, because otherwise you get into trouble, either from the nurses or from the moms. Probably less from the moms, but you know, you can't be the one hospital in town that ain't giving them anything. So this is our own bag here. I'm waiting to get a bag from the Beth Israel Hospital in Boston. The Beth Israel Hospital in Boston is the official hospital of the Boston Red Sox, and the Boston Red Sox actually stepped in and sponsored their bag. So they have a diaper bag with the Boston Red Sox emblem on it, and what's going on here? And the Boston Red Sox actually gives the kid like a free tour of the Red Sox Stadium when they reach age 5 or something. So, you know, there are very creative ways that can be used to replace these bags. And a lot of people say there's too much, it costs too much money, but there are many, many places out there that are replacing them now. So thank you, and I'll take some questions. I don't know why. Okay, this is going funny. This thing, the thing. You might want to mess with it while I'm doing. Yes, I'm happy to take questions. Yes, go ahead.
So, I'm from Arizona, and I'm not traveling. I'm a PhD student starting an internship. I'm actually looking at doing a master's design for UNC.
Okay, so the question is, first of all, they're thinking of going baby-friendly, which is great, and the Baby-Friendly Hospital Initiative requires you not only to not give out these bags, it also requires you to pay for your infant formula, which is another issue. And your question was, what are the barriers to getting rid of the bags? It's interesting in the work we've done, what we've really found is that it's really hard as one hospital to get rid of them. If you're like in a city where everyone's giving them out and you say, we're going to be the only place that stops giving these out, and you're the lactation person, you really have it hell on, because people say, oh, we can't stop giving them. It's very difficult to do it from that angle. So what tends to work better is like if a group of hospitals, especially if you're owned by a specific group like Kaiser, Permanente don't give them out anymore. Or if you have other hospitals in your city that you can point to that don't give them out anymore. If you're the only one, the most probable way that you could possibly do it is with ethics. One of the great things about this is that it's riding the bandwagon of getting some of the drug companies out of the hospitals, getting some of the medication samples out of the hospitals. There's a lot of new guidelines coming out from the American Medical Association about people being allowed to give out samples. This is very easy to put on the same page as that, because basically this is a marketing technique. They're giving out a sample. You don't even have to go the breastfeeding route. The hospital is giving out a sample of a specific brand, which is then going to be bought by that mother for the next 6 months, because if the hospital's giving it out, it must be really good stuff, right? So if you look at it in that light, and if you don't even mention breastfeeding, you're still on a good thing, because really the hospital should not be marketing a specific brand of formula. That's not the hospital's job. So I think that's the way that this battle's being won, as a kind of ethics battle, that regardless of whether we're those crazy breastfeeding people or not, the bottom line is that no hospital should be marketing formula, especially since it happens to be an inferior method of feeding the baby. And I think that across the country, that is why the practice is changing.
Yeah?
We have a session that I'm presenting another day, which, because my sense of it as I go around the country doing consulting is that it's one of the few things, or maybe that's pessimistic, it's one of the things that grassroots advocates can actually change as groups, getting together with the Department of Public Health and working together to change the whole picture. And I find that that looks to me like the specifics. And I'll tell you that we, in the surveys we've done, in the states where the coalitions, the breastfeeding coalitions, have implemented more things, those are the states that are going bag free. Plus, it's one thing. It's not that terribly difficult. Like, to go baby friendly, you have to do all sorts of things. To start the hospital paying for the formula, you have to do all sorts of things. To simply get rid of diaper bags, it's kind of a manageable goal for some places, so it's not totally impossible. Yeah.
So just having a breastfeeding bag, I mean, that's what we're doing in our community. Mm-hmm.
Yes, I mean, substituting it with something else. A lot of the problem is, oh, we can't start giving mom something, and it's too expensive to put something else. But one of the other interesting things was a lot of the hospitals are already giving out their own stuff. So there's not all that many hospitals who cost is really a huge issue for them. Yeah.
Do you have a list by state of the hospitals?
Yeah. If you go to, I suppose this, I don't know if this is ever, if this is conflict of interest or not, but I'm the co-chair of a national organization called Ban the Bags. We have a website, www.banthebags.org. All hospitals that are bag-free, as far as we know, are on that site by state. And we put them in from our study, but now we ask people, because we can't afford to make 3,000 telephone calls a year, we're asking people to keep us up to date. So if a hospital goes bag-free, they send the information to the website. We have people who will call back the hospital and make sure the information is correct, and then we'll add it to the list. So you can find the list of the bag-free hospitals. Yeah, am I okay for time?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
The question is there an interest on the part of other industries to sponsor bags? There are some companies now that are getting it together to put together a bag. It's kind of an interesting question. So we don't want sponsorship from the formula industry. Do we want sponsorship from Pampers? Are we going to give out Pampers and say that Pampers are the best diapers? I mean, it's kind of a double-edged sword whether we want commercial people in there. I mean, personally, it's better than formula, but still it's promoting something through the hospital. So if you've gone the route of we can't ethically promote anything, then you can't say, but we'll take it from Pampers. So it's kind of difficult. But there are groups out there making bags. We've had a few emails from them. Other questions? Yeah, yeah.
Have you looked to see if some of these states with the lower prevalence of distributing bags is actually linked to higher rates of breastfeeding?
That's a really good question. That was my other, yeah, you heard the question. I mean, that's one of the things I want to do. Again, it's like the legislation stuff. It's going to be difficult to tell if a state is actually better, you know, doing better because they already have an interest in breastfeeding. Or one thing we have done, we just got a new grant from the same source we got the legislation grant, which is we're going to take bags out of two hospitals, one in North Carolina and one in New Jersey. We're going to remove them for a three-month period, and we're going to look at real life doing that. Does that affect the breastfeeding rate? As opposed to the bigger studies which have been done, which is like randomized controlled trials, give mom a bag, give mom something else. In this case, we're actually going to change the hospital culture, which is what all these things are trying to do, take out the bags and then look at breastfeeding rates for the next 3 months, bag-free months, to see if we actually see a change. Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.